yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are going to be discussing fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, for more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at www.twaamc.com. Now, before I start, I just wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. Recently in the news, there was a talk about testosterone being bad for you, increasing your risk of having heart disease. Now, I want you to understand something. And the drug companies and the insurance companies are not your friends. They do not want you to be healthy. And because of them, doctors treat patients by putting band-aids on them all the time. You see, when the drug companies have a board meeting, they sit around and they discuss, how can we sell more policies? Well, guess what? Healthy people do not buy insurance policies. So it's in their best interest to keep you sick so you can buy bigger and bigger policies. The drug companies, on the other hand, when they sit in their boardroom, their discussions are, how can we get people to buy more drugs? Again, young, healthy people do not buy drugs. So for them to be successful, they need us buying drugs. So they need a sick population. Now, there's no interest in a drug company on curing diseases. Their goal is, if you're 20 years old and you have diabetes or high blood pressure or any other medical problem, their goal is for you to be on the medications for as long as they can keep you alive so that they can continually make money from you. That's correct. That's what their goal is. Now, recently, there was a study that was done which said that testosterone causes heart disease. Now, I want you to understand something. Who has the highest testosterone levels? Teenagers and people in their early 20s, right? And late 20s, correct. Do they have an increased risk of heart disease? No, they don't, do they? Think logically. Who has an increased risk of heart disease? 60-year-olds and 70-year-olds, right? That's correct. You see, the study that was done took people in their 60s and 70s that had a lot of medical problems, and then they gave them synthetic testosterone. Not natural testosterone, synthetic. And then they're surprised when the studies show that there is an increased risk of heart disease. Well, the problem is this. When you are a teenager or when you're in your 20s, your body is not making synthetic testosterone. It is making natural testosterone. Now, the question is, why would that study appear on all the channels? Well, you know, the insurance companies and the drug companies have tremendous amount of money, and every year they spend billions of dollars on advertising. They sit amongst the boards of all these major companies. They are on all the boards of their newspapers and the televisions. And so what they want throws a lot of weight. Not only that, they also are very influential because they affect all the professors. You know, what they do is they design a study, they conduct a study, and when they're done, they get prominent professors, prominent doctors to sign on as the study so that they can look like they are part of the study. Now, every doctor wants to be known as someone who is part of a research study because it makes them look more influential and more powerful. So when they come around and say, you know, you can be part of this study, the doctors are very thrilled with that idea. They don't have to do much work. They just have to basically sign their name to it and then get familiar with the study. And then the drug companies pay them money and they go out promoting these things. So that's what happens. Anyhow, so on this study, they use synthetic testosterone. And lo and behold, it shows that it increased the risk of heart disease. Well, what is happening is that a lot of men and women now are hearing the commercials about all of these companies out there that can get them testosterone for their low T. And so they are going to these companies and they're being placed on natural testosterone. Natural. Well, there's a problem with that. Because they're natural, they're not synthetic. These testosterone is not owned by anyone. They're not patented. Recently, the drug companies have gotten into synthetic testosterone. That's correct. The androgel, the Axelrod, those kinds of things. And so most doctors, they get their education because they see the commercial on television just like you do. And then a drug rep comes to the office and sits down and tells them all about all the great things that this drug can do. This drug is just like testosterone. This drug works just like estrogen. This drug is just like sugar. Well, if it's just like it, why don't they just give you the real thing? Well, because their model is they have to sell the synthetic drug because that's the only way they can get it patented. You cannot patent a drug. You cannot patent anything that's natural in nature. So to make it patentable, the drug company has to take the natural ingredient and try to change it some way and create a new compound which has never existed before in nature. And so to do that, they spend a lot of time in the lab. And, you know, the studies show that for a drug to come to market, it usually takes about 10 years. And about $1 billion before it gets to market, 10 years, usually about $500 million in the research and development and about $500 million in advertising. So you see, when a synthetic drug goes through clinical trials, and a lot of bad things come up with the drugs, the drug company says, you know something, we already spent $400 million on this drug. You know, it's too big to fail. We cannot show all these negative side effects from this drug. So what they do is they say, you know what? You know, we were going to charge $20 a pill for this drug. But, you know, 5-10 years down the road, there's going to be a lot of problems with the drug, a lot of side effects, and people are going to complain. And there might be some litigation going on. So you know what? We're going to go ahead and sell the drug for $22. And we're going to put $2 for every pill that's sold into the kitty because we know there'll be lawsuits coming along the way. And we're going to advertise the drug and tell on how great it is. Well, they get the drug approved and then they do that. 5-10 years down the road, when all the complaints start coming in and everyone realizes that this is not a good drug and the lawyers get involved, then the FDA pulls the drug from the market. But guess what? They have already made billions of dollars on this drug. And now they take the money that they have in the kitty and they give it to the lawyers. The lawyers are happy. They settle their case and the drug company moves on to the next drug. And so that's what happens. Well, In the case of the study, well, a lot of the drug companies are realizing that a lot of people are going to doctors and companies in other states to buy their natural testosterone. See, that's not a good model for the drug companies. The drug companies want the patients to come back to their primary care doctor, where their primary care doctor, where their primary care doctor can then direct them to the synthetic drug. You see, synthetic drugs are covered by insurance. Natural drugs are not. So when you sit down in front of your primary care doctor, he's going to tell you all the great thing the drug rep told him about this drug. And he's going to tell you that you need to get that synthetic drug because your insurance pays for it and because it's good for you. So therefore, now all these patients now, instead of going to these other alternative sources to get their testosterone, they are now going back to primary care doctors, and so now their primary care doctors can now direct them to the synthetic drugs. And that's why this story is, it came out, because they want to change how people think. So now you have all these men and women who are hearing this, and now they're all scared about doing it, and so they are going to come home to the doctor that they've always known, their primary care doctor who has always been there for them, and go to them. Only one problem. When this primary care doctor treats them, he brings their testosterone into the normal range. He doesn't care. Even though testosterone normal range is 350 to 1200, he's going to bring it up to 400. And he says, you know, you're normal now. I'm happy where you are. Only one problem with that. You know, testosterone under 600 have side effects. In other words, under 600, you don't get all the benefits for testosterone. You only need it, the benefits, because, you know, when you're in your 20s and you check your testosterone, most 20-year-olds' testosterone level are in the 800 to 1200 range. That's when their bodies function best. Yes, increasing your testosterone from 200 to 400 may seem great, but it would be a lot better at 7, 8, 900, 1000 for you. So don't be too happy with that. All right? Think about the reasons why things are happening. Again, you're listening to Dr. Vernon Williams on KTSA and News Talk Radio 550 AM. You can reach me at 210-559-5959, or you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.twaamc.com. Or alternatively, you can always call, you could always get us at www.edinstituteoftexas.com. Now this year, 750,000 people will die of heart disease. Another 550,000 will die of cancer. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of illegally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. That's correct. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs because these drugs are synthetic drugs. That's correct. They're not natural drugs. One-third of American adults have hypertension. 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes this year. 750,000 joint replacements took place in 2007. They expect 2 million by the year 2015. I want you to understand that this year, there'll be 350 million visits to physicians, but 420 million visits to alternative medical practitioners. Think about that. More visits to alternative medical practitioner. I'm ashamed. As a physician, I'm ashamed because we are not doing our job, and that's the reason why so many visits to alternative medical physicians. That's correct. Because in medicine, we don't try to cure things. We try to put band-aids on them. That's what the problem is. Now, chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. According to the National Fibromyalgia Association, there are 15 to 20 million people who suffer from fibromyalgia. The CDC estimates that there are greater than 5 million with fibromyalgia and 1 to 4 million with chronic fatigue syndrome, or CFS, and immune dysfunction syndrome. These patients suffer from debilitating fatigue, joint pain, muscle weakness, headaches, insomnia, mental fog, and depression. These patients were considered hypochondriacs until the early 1990s, when they were recognized as medical conditions. There are no diagnostic tests or real treatment for these medical diagnoses. They are considered diagnoses of exclusion. Patients have to endure the symptoms and are placed on multiple drugs to treat the symptoms of fibromyalgia. Now, I want you to understand something. You go to the doctor and you say to the doc, "Doc, I am tired all the time. I just don't have any energy." Light bulb goes off and he says, "Oh, you have chronic fatigue syndrome." Well, what is fatigue? Tired. So basically he's saying you have chronic tiredness syndrome, but he calls it chronic fatigue syndrome. Or you go to the doc and you say, "Doc, you know, my joints hurt. I feel tired. I feel run down. I have no energy. You know, my muscles, my bones hurt." So he says, "You know, you have fibromyalgia." Well, guess what? Fibro in Latin means fibrous tissue or bone tissue. Mya means muscle, and algia means pain. So basically, he's repeating what you said. "I have joint and muscle pains and I'm tired," and he's taking and he's giving you the Latin word and he says, "Oh, you have fibromyalgia." Yes, that's exactly what I said. "I have joint and muscle pains." That's exactly what he said. Now, so these people were considered hypochondriacs because they had so many different complaints, and because they weren't able to fit them into a pattern, the doctor said you were crazy, or you don't know what you're talking about, or, you know, or you are hypochondriac. Well, it wasn't until about 1990 when fibromyalgia, and chronic fatigue syndrome were recognized as syndromes. All right. Now, the underlying cause of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome are different, but they are related conditions that share a common symptom: overwhelming fatigue that significantly decreases the quality of your life. The exact cause of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome are unknown. It's a diagnosis of exclusion. So in other words, they can't find a cause, so they say you have fibromyalgia. Yet, the doctor will be happy to put you on a medicine for it. "Well, doc, if you can put me on a medicine for it, well, what's causing the problem?" The doctor doesn't know what's causing the problem, but he's putting you on medicine for it. Anyhow, the symptoms of fibromyalgia include musculoskeletal pain, severe fatigue, multiple tender points occurring in localized areas like the neck, the spine, the shoulders, and the hips, sleep disturbances, morning stiffness, irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, anxiety, depression, difficulty concentration or confusion, increased irritability, mental fog, or as some call it, fibro fog, bloating, painful menses, depression and anxiety, panic attacks, nausea, dizziness, and sore throat, shortness of breath, memory loss, chest pain, increased allergic symptoms, blurred vision, light sensitivities, weight loss or gain, numbness or tingling in extremities, cold extremities, chronic cough, chills, and night sweats. In addition, approximately 90% of sufferers of chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia are females. And coincidentally, a lot of these women get the symptoms right after childbirth or at a change in hormonal stance. So right after childbirth or just around menopausal area times. the pain of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome is associated with chronic fatigue, and it's often misinterpreted as another disorder. You see, in point of fact, the symptoms are identical to those of hypothyroidism. Isn't that something? The symptoms of chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia are identical to those of hypothyroidism. And you know, that can be treated with Omothyroid by cleaning up your gut, by giving yourself good probiotics, eating a nice, good gluten-free diet, and decreasing or eating a yeast-free diet. If you did those things, you will help have a lot better response with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia because they optimize your thyroid function. Isn't that incredible? The diagnosis of fibromyalgia by the American College of Rheumatology includes 1, a widespread pain index, WPI, greater than 7, and a symptom severity scale greater than 5, or a widespread pain index between 3 and 6, and a severity scale less than 9. The symptoms have to be present for at least 3 months, and no other disorder that could explain the pain. If you have all 3 of those, you consider to have fibromyalgia. Now, the diagnosis of chronic fatigue syndrome by the CDC includes the following. The patient has to have severe chronic fatigue for 6 or more consecutive months that is not due to ongoing exertion or other medical conditions associated with fatigue. The fatigue must significantly interfere with daily work and activities. The patient has to have 4 of the following 8 symptoms: muscle pain, decrease in memory or concentration, poor sleep, generalized joint pain without swelling or redness, headaches, post-exertion malaise, which is of greater than 2 hours, tender axillary or cervical lymph nodes, and recurrent sore throat. You know, it's funny how the moment fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome became a medical problem that the drug companies immediately had drugs to treat it. You see, the drug companies have to make sure it's an illness before they can move forward. You see, insurance companies are not going to pay unless it can be considered an illness. And then once it's considered an illness, then the drug companies can then provide a drug to take care of the problem. You see, what the drug companies did was they already had their drug ready to go. And so they spent millions of dollars educating the public on chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, all the things about it. And then, voila, guess what? We have a drug to take care of the problem. See, in 2007, the FDA approved Lyrica for the treatment of fibromyalgia. Pfizer had Lyrica to treat seizures previously. And then a year later, Eli Lilly Cymbalta was then approved by the FDA. Now, in 2007, Eli Lilly and Pfizer spent approximately $145 million in advertising for these two drugs. In 2011, their sales was over $3.5 billion for these two drugs each. So that means about $7 billion in profits from these two drugs that they spend a little bit of money educating you on and then telling you how great these drugs are. But I want you to know something. Cymbalta and Lyrica have minimal effects on fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. Ask anyone who takes it. It doesn't help much at all. It helps in maybe 10% of people. But The side effects from these drugs include nausea, weight gain, constipation, dizziness, blurred vision, decreased concentration, drowsiness, swelling of the hands and feet, suicidal plans. Guess what? These are the same symptoms that are part of chronic fatigue syndrome. So here you are, you're taking a drug to help you, and it makes some of your symptoms worse. But you know something? The drug companies are very happy with that. Because you know something? When you complain of headache, you get headache medications. When you complain of gain weight, you get weight loss medications. When you complain of joint pain, you get joint pain medications. When you complain of being fatigued, you get put on antidepressant. You know, so they're making a ton of money off of your symptoms because they don't take a 2 seconds to treat the underlying cause, which if you treat it, their hypothyroidism, you'll find that they have a lot more energy, the joint pains can get better, the energy will be better, and the patient will do a lot better. You see, at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, we have been treating patients with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia for the last 4 years. And we've had tremendous success by optimizing people's thyroid, by putting them on gluten-free diet and decreasing and also yeast-free diet. You know, it's incredible, but don't believe everything you hear. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You are listening to Growing Younger. The truth shall set you free. You can reach me at www.twaamc.com or on the phone at 210-495-8558. Thank you very much. I'll see you next week.